Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Just watching the tape reinforced a lot of things that I felt coming out of the game. I was really happy, one, the way the guys played, and happy that they were rewarded for it. I think that throughout the course of the year, they've worked hard, and things haven't always gone the way that we wanted to go, but we have made strides. And sometimes those strides are apparent, sometimes they're not as apparent. But you look at a game where a guy like Marcus Bernard contributed two sacks, or Brian Schaefering with his sack and a half and the play time that he had, Kaluka, Evan Moore, Chris Jennings, Muhammad, right on down the line, plus some of the new players, guys playing different positions. They've worked hard to learn the system. They've worked hard to learn the entire system, trying to build in versatility, things like that that have come into play. And I think, like any part of this process, a lot of this stuff is learned, and it's learned over time. And I was happy that they were rewarded for that. And I also want to just thank the fans that came out last night. Pretty amazing, especially during that last drive, how loud it was. And it was cold. It was cold where I was sitting. It had to be cold where they were sitting. So, but it's just, they fight through everything. So it's great to have them. That, I'll open up to questions.
Three, four guys, practice squad, have significant impact last night. How much does that help you as a coach as far as, you know, what you've preached from day one to these guys, the opportunity, taking advantage of opportunity? You never know when your number's going to get called.
I think it's extremely important, and it's important for the guys to know that if they work hard, if they continue to improve, that they have a chance. They have a chance to come up to the 53, and then they have a chance to come up to the 45. And that's why organizationally we spend so much time, whether it's the post-practice work with those guys or the extra meetings or things like that, to continually develop them, because you don't know when you're going to need to call on them, and you want to make sure that they're progressing the same way that the other guys are, who may be taking more of the game plan specific reps. And stuff has huge value, and it's good to see those guys get a chance and then take advantage of that chance.
You know, just following that, Eric, if I count correctly, there are 32 guys now on this team that weren't on the final roster last year. A lot of them even have come on in mid-season, you know, like more. So do you have to do a lot of, like, starting over when you're to teach these new guys who have come along?
There is some element of that, and it just depends. It depends when they get here. It depends on how extensive their background is before they get here. Like a guy like Matt Roth, he has things that draw on from his NFL experience, defenses that he can associate. So usually that learning curve is quicker. Some other guys that you may get late, you got to accelerate everything. And there is a sense of community, and everybody takes part in it. So it's the coaches, but the guys at their position, they help out. Guys at other positions, they help out. They're real. We embrace guys that come here, and everybody wants to help them be successful.
Did Josh's game look even better when you watch it on film? I know some of those plays he made were on, you know, the opposite sideline.
It looked pretty good yesterday too. He did a lot of different things, and he did them well. Whether it's his returns, him running the ball, catching the ball, making tackles, pretty impressive performance. Just and there's so many different elements to it. It's, he's a fun guy to watch.
Is there anything new with his contract?
Nothing right now. It's something that we're looking into and want to obviously move forward with.
You say it's inevitable that something will get done?
Yeah, I imagine that something will get done.
Do you have an ideal number for how many times you want him running in the Wildcat?
Mm.
I understand you can't go to it, you know, time and time and time again.
It's it's hard to say. Some of it depends on the effectiveness. Some of the other stuff depends on balancing that out with the fact that he is the returner in both kickoff returns and punt returns. And what you don't want to do is eliminate his effectiveness there, because it is such a huge field position change, or the potential for that every time he touches the ball. So you're balancing out the snaps at receiver, the snaps in Wildcat, the snaps on special teams, and he does the coverage units as well. So he gets a full game rep-wise between all those different spots.
Do you feel like a game like this, a victory over the Steelers, could go a long way towards the organization, you know, bringing you back next year, and that coupled with the progress that you guys have shown recently?
For me, it's really just a great opportunity for the team to experience some of the fruits of their labor, and to be able to do that against a team like Pittsburgh, who we haven't beat in a long, long time. I think it's outstanding. And there's that intensity, there's that rivalry, there's that special feeling with playing them. And these guys have worked hard, and I know, probably tired of hearing the word process, and I've said it 1,000 times, but learning how to win is part of that, learning how to deal with adversity is part of that, learning how to play complementary football is part of that. And I think we did a lot of those things last night, and it's great to be able to now point to that and say, okay, when we do these things, we can all see what happens. And never question the way that these guys have approached things at all. But it is nice to now say, okay, when we do this, look what's possible.
Did you receive any kind of, congratulations or any special message or word from, like Randy Lerner or Jim Brown? Did anybody say, hey, this is what we're looking for?
I got a message from Randy, talked to Jim after the game. A lot of different friends around the league sent some notes. Andy Reid sent a note. And guys, you appreciate things like that just because it's nice of them to take time to do that. So
when you say you got a message from Randy, do you mean did you talk to him, get an actual message, or did you talk to him one-on-one?
No, we just exchanged texts, and I'll talk to him a little bit later here today, pretty late when I finally got out of the locker room and got going, and I think he was heading back, so we'll catch up. It was a nice, positive message.
Eric, have you worried at all about your future?
That really hasn't been my emphasis at all or focus at all. What I'm concerned about is the guys and the team and coaching the team and just continuing to move forward, because I believe in what we do. I believe in what we do. I know it works. I know it's going to work here. I know we're going to win a lot of games here, and I know we're going to have a team that week in and week out, the city's going to be proud of, and these guys are good guys working towards the same goal, and that to me is the essence of winning, and it's going to happen.
These guys are still developing more trust and kind of becoming closer even at this point in this situation?
It's, I see them getting closer and closer as they get to know each other more and spend more time together. There's, everybody interacts with everybody else. It's not by position group. They have a good time with each other. They support each other in meetings. It could be me asking a question to try and help each other out. They use words like family when they talk about each other. And so you're looking for it. You're looking for chemistry. You're looking for – you play harder for guys that you like. And there's a different level of intensity when you care about each other and really understand that everybody's – working for everybody else.
Is it, to follow on this line of questioning, it might not be Randy that you have to convince that things are going in the right direction. So is there uncertainty for you that the guy who might make the ultimate decision isn't even here yet?
I think anybody that we can bring in to help is a positive thing. And like I said, I believe in what we do. I believe it to my core. I've seen it work. I know it works. And I'm confident in it. I mean that in a sincere way. I've just seen it. I've experienced it. And I believe in it. I believe in good people. And I believe in hard work. And I believe in discipline. And I believe in a team. And those things, it's truth. It's truth in sports. You have those things, you win. And I've experienced it.
Have you talked to Randy at all about next year?
That's never been stuff that we talk about. And I wouldn't look to do that. My emphasis, my focus, everything is on this year, is on these guys, is on moving forward each day.
The defense has been so decimated with injuries, so many changes, and yet the defense really seems to be playing as well, if not better, than they have all year, despite all the new people and new positions. What does that tell you about the Rob Ryan scheme? I mean, it seemed like that would be kind of a something that would be, you know, resulting in what he's putting together every week.
Well, a big part of playing good defense is being on the same page. And what we always look for every play defensively is communication, disguise, and pursuit. And really the starting point is communication. And when everybody knows what we're playing and it's sound across the board, each person understands their role in the defense. Usually you play good defense. And there were times during the early part of the season maybe we did too much. And there's been times where maybe we could have done a little bit more. And finding that balance. And guys also, you have to get used to this defensive approach, I think. I think it's different than maybe a lot of approaches because it is so game plan specific. You do a lot of things in training camp. You study core concepts on how to run the defense. But week in and week out, it's different. And it's specific to Pittsburgh. So there's a lot of learning that goes on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A lot of adjustments that have to take place. And communication is so important. And it's a shock to the system, I think, when you first get exposed. I remember when we went to the Jets initially with Parcells and Belichick and that group. It's just dramatically different. When you get a whole game plan on Wednesday, and there's 10, 15 new defenses in it or changes in the way that you're going to do it, if you haven't done that before, it's hard to get adjusted to. But once you do, then the guys start looking forward to Wednesday to see what the plan is. And that's different.
Conditions like last night, how do you judge quarterback performance? Elimination of errors, not having disaster plays, or what? The dominant thing.
The wind definitely played a part in it. You're looking for accuracy. I think there were some throws that we could have been more accurate with. I thought some guys made some pretty nice catches as well. I'm always looking for mechanics, regardless of the weather. I thought Brady did a nice job with that throughout the course of the night last night. And the wind does play a factor in some of those throws, and you have to take that into account. But it factors in for both guys, and you do some different things when you have the win than when you don't.
Do you feel like you have the support of the players, or do you have more support from more players than maybe you did when you first showed up on the doorstep? And do you find this experience that you're going through here with kind of getting people to buy into the system? Did you go through the similar thing in New York where maybe at first they didn't really get you, maybe not even like you in some cases, and then they came around?
Yeah, I really have found that anytime you make a change and you're dealing with that change, it's difficult, and you have to learn about each other. And, you know, everybody loves progress, but not a lot of people love change. And usually they go hand in hand, and most often they do. But that's also part of the process. Part of the growth is understanding what the objectives are, understanding that everybody's working towards the same thing, understanding that we all depend on each other. Our success and failures are all going to be based on how we work together and how we operate as a group. So it does take time. And I never really have looked at it as selling guys on it. I look at it as teaching and exposing guys to new ideas, exposing guys to ideas that may be different, maybe out of their comfort zone, but you want them to try it, you want them to experience it, you want to show them how it works, and it's nice when they can see it work and feel it work and really understand it.
Do you feel like they're coming around? Do you feel their support?
Yeah, I haven't felt at any point where there wasn't support. I think that oftentimes it takes a while to understand that the open door is truly open. It's not a slogan. It's not what you say so you can refute something somebody else says. It's true. And sometimes it's hard for young guys to come up and talk. Sometimes it's hard for anybody to come up and talk. It can be a little bit like going to the principal's office, but you got to try to convey as much as possible to the importance of doing it and the value in doing it.
Given the fact you came in, and one thing Randy liked about you is you instilled discipline. Did you come in here having to be maybe more heavy-handed than you would have been if the situation hadn't been what it was?
I know this might be hard to believe, but I actually came in here a lot less heavy-handed than when I went in New York. I swear. I thought I was making major concessions, but like I said, it takes time, and my high school coach used to say discipline isn't something you do to somebody, it's something you do for somebody, and I've never wanted to instill discipline for the sake of being in charge. That's not what it's about. It's because it helps you win games, and you have one breakdown, 11 guys, it affects the whole play. And you've got a community. I mean, we've got guys from all over the country. We've got range of ages. And like any community, there's got to be rules so that everybody can operate efficiently. And that's all they're there for. It's for nothing else. I don't want guys' money. I don't want to exert power to exert power. I want the group to operate efficiently. That's always been the goal. And that's it.
If I walked through the door tomorrow and looked at this record and sat down with you across a desk and said, why should I keep you with a record like this, what would you say?
I would imagine that anybody who would merit the title czar would look would look a lot deeper than just the record. So I think that like I said, I'm transparent. There's been rationale for all the decisions. There's been thought process. Some has been good. Some has been bad. But there's a reason behind it. And anybody who comes in, take a look at it. Sit down. Talk to the coaches. They're good coaches. Sit in on any meeting. Watch our practices. They've seen other practices. Watch our practices. See how we operate. Come to our meetings. See how we teach. See how we see how we function as a staff, because it's good and it's right, and I'm confident in it. So come take a look, because it's a good product.
Coach, I heard you said you're confident as far as Josh's situation is concerned, that it's going to get taken care of. After watching him this season, though, and especially after a game like last night, have you pulled him aside and said, hey, love what you're doing for me, it's everything I expect, we're going to take care of you? Have you had that conversation with him, obviously, without getting, too specific?
He and I have talked about that, and he knows how strongly I feel about him and the contributions he makes and all those things. And you want to move forward with with the next steps. Timetable, don't know, structured, you know, all those things are to be determined, but he knows how I feel about him, and he's a guy I really appreciate more than just for what he does on the field.
I understand what Mary Kay's asking in that this coaching profession, and you see it everywhere. You saw it at University of Akron here the other day, where the AD hired a guy that he had run across several times in his coaching circles. That somebody comes in here, and you guys are all creatures of habit. You bring in people that you know that you feel comfortable with. If Randy would bring in someone that you didn't know, had never worked with, and maybe never even spoken to, I guess that's what she's asking. What would you do to sit across the table to try to sell yourself, knowing that the nature of this beast is for somebody to come in and just sweep everything out and bring in their own guys, whomever they may be, just because that's what they do?
I feel good about the approach we've taken here. I feel good about the things that we've done here. I don't feel good about what our record is, and nobody does, but there has been, I understand the situation that initially came into and the things that we've done throughout the time here to continue to move it forward. And anybody that, comes in, I'm excited to talk to. I feel good about it. I don't feel like it's going to be a function of selling. It's just going to be a function of showing who we are, what we believe in. The things that we've done, and I think that anybody who comes in will appreciate those things. And at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens.
We've asked you for a number of days, months, whatever, you know, guys getting comfortable with you and getting used to you, getting used to your system. Are you more comfortable with the job now, knowing a little bit more of what you have, what you don't have, what's needed? You know, it's hard to look at film and see that until you get into it. Are you more comfortable with these guys and with this job and with this situation?
I feel going into the off season, you're starting from a totally different launching point than where we were last year going into the off season, because talking about hiring a staff, evaluating players, moving to free agency, trying to get ready for the draft, moving your families. There's 1,000 things that go into entering into an organization and going into an off season where those aren't the case. Then you're focusing more on free agency, the draft, and your frame of reference is a lot different because you've sat in the meetings with the players, you've gotten to know them, you've seen them play your schemes. It's radically different. Your like I say, launching point or starting point is so much more advanced than where it was. I can get home now. You know, that's real progress.
Coach, you don't have a lot of time to really enjoy much anything. So always focus on the next game, the next opponent, the next scheme, etc. But, you know, doing something that hadn't been done here in 6 years and not very often before that over a lengthy period of time, are you going to take an opportunity over the next couple of days to enjoy the fact that you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Definitely. And then even last night, I probably stayed up later than I probably would have, just because I was here back in 94, 95, and I don't think we beat them those years, and it sucked not beating them, and it's nice to beat them, and it's important, and it's important to the city, it's important. I get that, and I got a note from the guy who drops off the paper this morning saying, hey, really appreciate it, and okay, I get it.
It seems like ever since David Bowens took over that role of moving inside and being named a team captain, that he's really had a tremendous effect on the defense and has just almost become the new leader of your defense. Can you just talk about the effect that he's had and how well he's taken on that role?
Yeah, he's outstanding. He was outstanding when he wasn't calling defense. He's got an energy that's contagious. It's important to him. It's important to him to do everything the right way. And, he works with everybody. He involves everybody into the defense. And to go in and play a new position, now he's played that before, but he hasn't been the signal caller before. So that's new. Be the captain, all those things are new. And I think he's handled it great. And, the guys give him a hard time for being old and having gray hair and things like that, but that wisdom has been a huge benefit. And I can appreciate a little bit with the age. I experienced the other day, Julie went to Jake's school, and they were discussing cold, the word cold, and she was in the back of the room. And so COLD, they took the C out, and they just had a blank space, and they wanted the kids to fill in a different letter. And first kid went, and I think he said T or B, and so then they call him Jake, and said, okay, Jake, what do you have? And he said, oh, okay, D-A-D. D-A-D. And so Julie's saying, oh, how sweet, he misses his father. And T said, well, what's, why D-A-D, Jake? And he goes, D-A-D, dad, old. All right, buddy. So everybody sees things differently. Everybody, when they get a chance, operate differently. But I appreciate the age jokes.
How big a mistake do you think it would be if somebody new came in and decided to clean house?
I think whoever comes in, whatever happens, I'm excited to work with that person. I believe, like I said, believe in the things that we're doing, and that's in the future, and really that's not my focus whatsoever. All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.